The scripture reading is Malachi 3, 7 through 10. Let me read. From the days of your fathers, you have turned aside from statutes and have not kept them. Return to me, and I will return to you, says the Lord of hosts. But you say, how shall we return? Will a man rob God? Yet you are robbing me. But you say, how have we robbed you? In tithes and offerings. You are cursed with a curse, for you are robbing me, the whole nation of you. Bring the whole tithe into the storehouse, so that there may be food in my house, and test me and now in this, says the Lord of hosts. If I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out for you a blessing until it overflows, Amen.
This is the second session of all tithe and offerings. In the last session, we looked into the reason why we have to give whole tithe. Tithe is to give to God one-tenth of our income. After the sons of Israel came out of Egypt, it was given, this commandment was given to them. And some people say it's the law only that applies only for the Old Testament, and we don't have to give it today. But Matthew 5:18 says, 5:17 says, Jesus said he came to, he didn't come to abolish the law but to fulfill it. In the Old Testament, it says eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. But in the New Testament, because we can circumcise the heart through the Holy Spirit, it was changed to love your enemies. It seems like the law was changed, but the actual meaning didn't change. As Matthew 5:17 says, do not think that I came to abolish the law or the prophets. I did not come to abolish, but to fulfill. So in the New Testament, we can fulfill the law more completely than in the Old Testament, because we also understand the meaning of the law, not just the formalities. So it's the same with the tithe. In the New Testament, we shouldn't be abolishing the law, but we have to understand the will of God contained in the tithe, in telling us to give tithe. Matthew 23:23, Jesus scolds, oh, to you scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you tithe mint and dill and cumin, and have neglected the weightier providence of the law, justice and mercy and faithfulness. But these are the things you should have done without neglecting the others. So we have to do both. We have to keep the meaning as well as the formalities. By giving the tithe, we have to keep the justice and mercy and faithfulness before God. So we have to give tithe in accordance with the will of God. What is the purpose of God in telling us to give tithe? The most fundamental reason is that we have to show our faith and love for God. So now I will talk to you in more detail about why it is a blessing to give tithe. And I pray in the name of the Lord that you will receive a greater blessings by understanding the message. Tithe is, by giving tithe, we acknowledge that sovereignty and authority over all material things belongs to God. And by giving material things, which is same as our life for us, we show our faith and love. So by giving tithes proves that we have faith in God and we belong to God. It is an act to prove that we believe in God. So because tithe has this kind of meaning, it is related with our salvation. Not giving tithe is robbing God. And if we are willing to rob God, obviously it's difficult for us to be saved. And especially if we are stealing from God the Almighty, and we'll be grand thief, and how can we expect to be saved? But of course, not giving tithe doesn't unconditionally mean we'll not be saved, because God considers the measure of faith of each one, even physically. There are newborn babies or toddlers. These newborn babies, they don't even know their parents. They don't feel, they don't know the hard work of their parents to take care of them. But that doesn't mean the parents will be disappointed or they resent their babies for not acknowledging their work. But they love these babies. But as they grow up, they will, because the parents know that after they grow up, they will be able to do that, to acknowledge them, to love them back. So, even those who have just accepted the Lord and are at the first level of faith, God considers their faith and understands them. So because they don't really know the Word of God, so they don't really have the discernment, so God considers their faith. But those who have listened to the Word of God, they know the will of God, and they have experienced the blessings given when they give proper tithes. And yet, if they don't give tithes, it means they are sparing. They are sparing before God. It proves that they don't have faith. But this doesn't mean new believers or newcomers, they don't have to give tithes. Even if they are like babies in faith, if they just obey the word, God will definitely let them give them fruits of obedience. God will show to them that God's promise is so faithful. So God even said, test me in this matter. Some people, they studied hard because of the pressure from their parents. You know, not because they really wanted to study hard, but because of the pressure of their parents or teachers. So they were kind of forced to study hard. But if they obeyed and they listened to their parents and they are good at their academics, as a result, maybe after they graduated from a college, they became what they wanted to be. And they might feel, they would probably feel that it is good that I listened to my parents. And they would be thankful to their parents and the teachers. Likewise, the same principle can be applied to faith too. You know, new believers, even though they don't really understand the Word of God, the meaning in it, even though they don't really feel the spiritual meaning contained in all the law of God, but if they just obey, they will receive blessings and they will feel that, I've done well in obeying the Word of God. So I hope you will try to obey the Word of God, even though you are new believers. God is not telling us just to give tithe, just to give us salvation. It is also to give us blessing. So why is it that we receive blessings when we give tithe? So let me delve into this matter in more detail. Some people say because they don't have enough income, they are so poor, they can't give tithes. But tithe is not something given by those who are well off financially. But rather, the poorer you are, the harder you have to try, so you can receive blessings. It's not that by giving tithes you will have more financial difficulties. but rather you are poor because you don't give tithes. Senior pastor mentioned many times. He, you know, some people, believers, church members, they write to him confessing their sins. Because saying, I couldn't give tithes because I was so poor. If you don't have any income, maybe you don't have to give tithe for that particular period. But if you ate, if you spent something, if you put on clothes, then you have something to give to God.
일이나 하나님께 떼어 드리나라고 믿음이 없을 때는
계산. When you don't have faith, you might think in calculation. Oh, I have to spend this much, and how can I give 10% to God? 또한 사람으로 도무지. Oh, I can't afford to give 10% of my income.
또한 주님의 이름으로 치료하시고 응답하시는 이 기이하고 놀라운 일을 우리는 보았습니다.
But we've seen so many times the almightiness of God, the mighty power of God. And how will he not keep his promise? So, if you're so financially, even if you're poverty stricken, this kind of verse has to be a word of blessing for you. And you have to accept it as a word of blessing. You know, were not born into a rich family, you don't have enough talents or education, and it seems you don't have a way out, way to get out of your poverty, then you have to cling on to this kind of a word of blessing of God. Even more, towards the end of this message, there will be a testimony of the senior pastor as to how he met God in poverty. And so when you listen to this message again, I hope you will listen to the senior pastor's message that he preached. And I will deliver in this sermon, I will deliver some contents of it. A senior pastor explained with tears he explained about the pains that he had in poverty. And I hope you will not say like, I'll just live like this and just go to heaven. I'm okay with not being affluent. But God wants you to be blessed, rich. That is why he gave us these words of promise in the Bible. So if you are suffering from poverty, I hope you will not feel burdensome to listen to this kind of message, but I hope you will take it as a order of blessing. If you are financially suffering, and if you are the head of the family, if you have a wife and children, and if you can't make them happy because you can't earn enough, I hope you won't be disappointed. Even if there is nobody to help you, there is God to help you. And we have these words of promise of God. So I hope all you Mami members will receive blessings. A senior pastor said, the poorer you are, you have to listen to these messages. You have to believe this word of God and separate one-tenth of your income and first and give it to God so that you can receive blessings. The reading passage, Malachi 3, in the reading passage, Malachi 3:9 says, you are cursed with a curse, for you are robbing me, the whole nation of you. Because they were not giving proper whole tithe, because they were not giving offerings, it means they were robbing God, and because of that, they were cursed. When this was written, the nation was destroyed. The temple was destroyed and the people were taken as captives. And some of them came back to the land of Israel and they built the city wall and the temple, but they were still suffering from economic difficulties. They didn't have good harvest or commerce. So, in physical sense, maybe we can say, oh, they could have said, oh, we were destroyed by Gentiles, and we are not in a situation to be economically well off. But God says, all the sufferings came upon them because they didn't obey the word of God. It was a curse fell upon them because of their disobedience. So poverty doesn't just come only because of physical situations. Because poverty is also a part of curse caused by sin. Curses can be divided into spiritual curse and physical curse. Spiritual curse is that our spirit died and it was destined to die eternally in hell. And physical curse is all the curses that are inflicted during our physical lives on this earth. So poverty is a part of the physical curse. In Genesis chapter 3, God said to Adam, He said, because you have listened to the voice of your wife and have eaten from the tree about which I commanded you, saying, you shall not eat from it. So the curse, the land, it was cursed because Adam sinned. And all the lands, everything was cursed. That's why Romans 8:22 says, for we know that the whole creation groans and suffers the pains of childbirth together until now. In the past, Adam just could eat whatever the trees were producing. But the land now was cursed, and they were producing thorns and thistles. He could eat from it only by the sweat of his brow. And the poverty, the curse of poverty was created from this moment. So we have to be freed from this curse so that we can be rich and enjoy blessings. So by giving tithes, the beginning of blessings the blessings begin. Suppose your parents were poor, you inherited poverty, and you lived in poverty since childhood. Even after getting married, you are still poor. Your children are poor, and you know it's painful, but there's no way for you to get out of poverty. So listen to this kind of message as a word of blessing. By giving tithes, is the beginning of breaking the shackles of the curse of poverty. So, saying that you can't give because you don't have, it's a lie. Some people are really disappointed because there is no way for them to go out of poverty. But this is a word of blessing. This is a way for you to get out of poverty. And wouldn't you have to obey? Suppose you have a lot of debt. How can I give tithes without, you know, having so much debt? You first give one-tenth of whatever income you have. The relationship with God is the most important. By giving proper whole tithe, you establish a relationship with God. But if you give excuses and do not obey the word of God, then the problems will just keep on, just continue to be there. Even though in this world, even though you are hardworking, sometimes there are many people who have given up being blessed, being rich or going up the social ladder and so on. But we have this blessing that by giving whole tithe, we can be blessed by God. So when we obey the word of God, He will answer us. And also we have a witness who shows in his life, through his life, that God guarantees his words of promises. We have been seeing what kind of life he has been leading. And we know very well what kind of blessings he has received. So by giving proper whole tithe and offerings, this is a testimony of the senior pastor, and his life proves that the word of God is true. And I hope you will all obey the word of God. So, how can we be exempt from the curse of poverty by obeying the word of God? First, we have to accept Jesus Christ. Jesus redeemed us from the curse of poverty by taking the cross. Namely, He redeemed us from the eternal death of our spirit. At the same time, He redeemed us from the curse of poverty. 2 Corinthians 8:9 says, "For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though He was rich, yet for your sake He became poor, so that you through His poverty might become rich." All the things in heaven and earth, gold and silver and everything, is God's, God the Creator. And other than the creation, even the first heaven, second heaven, third heaven, everything is God's. And the Lord is the Son of the Almighty God, the Lord God Almighty, the Creator of all things. So what is God's is the Lord's. And the Lord has so many countless angels that minister to Him. And our Lord is so rich. So, but He became poor on our behalf, for our sake, by living a life in poverty. He was born in a manger and He lived a life in poverty. Sometimes He didn't have a place to sleep. He didn't have enough food. In fact, just with His one word, He showed the miracle of 5 loaves and 2 fish. But for Himself, for His well-being, He didn't use His power. He just used His power for the souls that followed Him to listen to His message. And when they were going back, they couldn't get any food. And that's when He showed this miracle of 5 loaves and 2 fish. Although He was so powerful to redeem us from the curse of poverty, He lived a life in poverty. So, if you accept Jesus Christ, by accepting Jesus Christ, there is a way for you to be set free from the curse of poverty. And those children of God who believe in God and who believe in the Lord, they shouldn't be poor.
But
there are some believers who don't understand the meaning of Jesus living a life of poverty. And they say, because Jesus lived a life in poverty, pastors should be poor too. Even some Gentiles, because they don't understand the word of God, they say it's strange. The church is big. Pastors are rich. It's because they don't understand the spiritual meaning. There are some pastors who say, you know, that pastors, servants of God, they should go through so many trials of God, and they should live a life in they shouldn't be rich. They have to be. But when senior pastor was listening to these in the theological college, he was hearing those things, and he wouldn't say yes to that. You know, God is the Almighty God, and He wouldn't make His servants suffer so much. And he wouldn't accept such remarks. And Because God promises that if you sow, you will reap, and God will bless us. And now look how blessed He is. The meaning of Jesus living a life in poverty is that He lived a life of poverty to redeem us from poverty. So, to be set free from poverty is what pleases God and the Lord. That is why we have to receive blessings. And even to the unbelievers, you know, we should be full of blessings so that we have more impact, influences when we preach the gospel to the unbelievers. And being in a negligible position or being so poor, if you say it is good, we will receive blessings by believing in Jesus Christ, they wouldn't probably listen to you. And we have the right to be happy, we have the right to be rich, and we have the duty to give glory to God by receiving blessings. So I hope this is the way, this message is a way of blessing. So I hope you will accept it with faith. But there are some who say they believe in God, but who are not healthy, who have financial problems. Why is that? As in Malachi 3:7, first part, from the days of your fathers you have turned aside from my statutes and have not kept them. Return to me, and I will return to you. They say they believe in God, they know God, but they didn't keep the statutes of God. That is the problem. This can cause, you know, that is why they couldn't be set free from the curses of afflictions and poverty. You know, they know God, so they come to the church on Sunday and attend the worship service, but their mind is at somewhere else. So God says, you're not here. Return to me. To keep the law of God, statutes of God, and to live by His word is to return to God. And God says He will be with such kind, such children. He will return to those children. Then if we will live by live in the light, and among the law of God, because God commands that we have to give whole tithe, we will give whole tithe. By giving whole tithe, we acknowledge the sovereignty of over material things, sovereignty of God. So, but first, when we accept Jesus Christ and live by His word, we can be set free from the curse of we can be set free from the curses. But we also have to fulfill physical conditions too, so we can receive blessings. In other words, suppose you accepted Jesus Christ, but you don't do anything. You don't give whole tithe. Or you don't sow. God says you reap what you sow, but you don't sow much, so you reap only a little. So by sowing a little, you can continue. You can make your ends meet, but you're not really receiving blessings. So by accepting, by giving the whole tithe, a way was opened for you to be blessing, for you to be blessed. And if you do your part with your actions, then God can give you overflowing blessings. Satan will not be able to accuse you because you have sown the seeds of blessings. To be able to receive blessings, you can reap the fruit according to justice. On the other hand, if you rob God, you are still bound by the curse. Even though you are attending worship service, even though you pray, even though you say God gives blessings, if you do not give whole tithe, you can't receive these blessings of God. God wants us to be set free from the curse, but we will still remain in the curse. Even among the unbelievers, there are many rich people, maybe because they are hardworking, they are talented, and other physical conditions are met. They are rich, but we cannot say this is true blessing, because we don't know. it is something unstable. Or some others, they are financially well off, but they suffer from family problems, children's problems, and they don't have true peace in their mind. And they have a lot of problems. Even, you know, some of them even commit suicides among the richest in the country. So how can he say this is true blessing? And especially if their soul ends up in hell, they can never be a blessing, even though they enjoyed so much wealth on this earth. If they, you know, they can't take any of it after they die, and their soul, if their soul cannot go to heaven, it can never be a blessing. You know, rather, the Bible says, even though you are poor in this world, it is much better to go to heaven in the life to come. Because the life to come is eternal. And in hell, you know, you have to suffer unbearable pain forever and ever without any rest. So even though you can take everything you have on this earth and go to hell, it's much better to just go to heaven. So those who are not saved, they will suffer from punishment in the lower grave according to their sins. And those who didn't give whole tithe, they will have the breastplate that says, robber. And they will torture each other among those robbed God who didn't give tithe. So they will torture each other in turn. And they'll be tortured by one another. And those who are bound, they will scream, covered with blood. But nobody will have mercy on them. Because if you don't torture this person, the messengers of hell will torture you even harder. So rather than suffering from the messengers, it's much better to torture each other. So they torture one another, and after the great white throne judgment, they will go into the fire of lake of fire and lake of sulfur, which are much more fearful. I'm not saying this to give you fear and induce you somehow, move you to give offerings. God has opened the way for you to be blessed and for you to be saved and go to heaven. And if you don't listen, and if you just befriend the world, you'll have to end up in hell and suffer in hell forever. There are some people who feel burdensome or burdened, pressured, when a message about tithe is given. But because we know well, full well, the grotesque, the fearful reality of hell, we have to talk about this. Because he, senior pastor especially, he doesn't want anyone to fall into hell. And also, he wants you not just to be saved, but also to be blessed on this earth. Senior pastor, he knows full well about poverty because he had suffered from poverty for such a long time. You know, he was bedridden because of so many sicknesses for 7 years. And what he could hope for only was death. And he just lived in despair. He didn't have any hope. And, you know, he couldn't work. What about, and he wanted to kill himself too. And what about his wife and children? He just didn't have any hope. But by meeting the Almighty God, just by kneeling down in a church, he received the fire of the Holy Spirit. And by the power of God, he was healed of all his diseases that had that he had for 7 years. And when he learned the word of God, he learned these promises of blessings, especially about tithes. By giving tithe, God will pour down blessings until our storehouse overflows. And by giving to God, by sowing, He will bless us back overflowingly. And after knowing these words of the Bible, he gained hope. His despair turned into hope. And even his siblings, brothers, sisters, parents, they all turned their back on him, even though they used to love each other so much. Even though he was, you know, after meeting God, even though he was healed, he still was in poverty. And if you are in poverty, maybe you can't say you're happy every day, even though you were healed of so many diseases. But there was a way written in the Bible, the way to be set free from poverty. And in the first revival meeting, he heard about this tithe. And as he was reading the Bible, which is the Word of God, while reading the Bible, there are so many promises of blessing. And he was so happy, so overjoyed to read these promises of blessing, because he knew so well about the pains of poverty. So after meeting God, after obeying the Word of God, he wanted to become a rich elder of a church. So he didn't have a way to be rich right away, but he knew that by obeying the Word of God, he could be rich. So he wanted to obey the Word of God and become rich. Even when he was a new believer, he believed the promises of God. And because he suffered from poverty for such a long time, he wanted to help those who were in need. And he wanted to be a rich elder who was helping the needy, helping those who are in need. But the God called him, gave him a calling to be a pastor. And even after he became a pastor, he still helped those who are in need. He had the hope that he could be blessed. He could still be blessed and help those who are in need. And so he has always been trying so hard to do the charitable work. And it was 20 years ago, the first duty I had as a pastor was charity committee. And one of the duties of our church is charity. So senior pastor always wanted to help those who are in need so much. And when I was in the first year of my theological college, he gave me this duty of charity committee. And he told me, I was in so much of poverty, and I know full well the pain of poverty. When he was in difficult times, he couldn't afford a bus fare, so he had to walk such a long distance. And he knows that. I know that there could be some of the church members who are in the same situation, and I'm not comfortable with that. So I hope you will perform this duty with this kind of attitude. When I was very young, probably, maybe it was, my family was not rich. They were poor actually, but I couldn't really feel it because I was too young. So senior pastor was saying, you didn't remember so very well, but we were very poor. But now God blessed us, and we can help others. And I hope you will be able to convey my heart. So in a truck, we carried this rice and other side dishes and some cash. And it shouldn't be just a giving almsgiving, but we have to have a service so that faith will be planted in them and they can receive blessings. But those senior citizens, those who are already old, and those who can't really work, If their children don't support them, they don't have a way to be rich again. So in those cases, senior pastor supports them. But for those who are young enough, they can work hard and receive blessings. So senior pastor asked me to plant faith in them and lead them to receive blessings. Accept the word of God, the promises of God, as a way of blessing, as a way of receiving blessings. When he was giving this duty of a charitable work committee, he asked me to help them with his heart. To convey his heart. And even now, his heart never changed towards those who are in need. You know, so many people, if they become rich, if they forget about their hard times. But the senior pastor never did. He still, he remembers the times when he was poor and when he was sick. And he wants all the church members to be free from any poverty or diseases, any sickness. And that is the love of the shepherd. And going through this message that senior pastor preached, I was reminded of the message he had given me when he was giving me this duty of a charitable work committee. And I remembered, and I was reminded once again that what kind of love he has for the church members. And even in the Lunar New Year meeting, it's his love for their souls that he wants them to receive blessings. Because he was once poor, he suffered so much, he suffered that sorrow and loneliness. So he wants all the church members to be set free from that kind of curse. And that is why he is showing this spiritual way. And also, for the senior citizens, it is very difficult for them to be rich again. He is helping them by saving his own spendings. He helps more than 1,000 families a month. And now there are many church members who give charitable offerings. But he still offers to the church more than $100,000 every month. And other than that, he helps so many church members personally. He gives so much tithe to the Father and other offerings, charitable work offerings and other thanksgiving offerings, other offerings, and he keeps on receiving greater and greater blessings. And he said, when he was in despair, you know, there it was just sheer hopelessness. And as he learned this word of blessing, all his despair turned into hope. And he heard about the tithe in the first revival meeting he attended. And he obeyed immediately. And he began to give one-tenth, and later he gave two-tenths. 20%, 30% of his income. And he was so happy. He couldn't see any beam of light, any beam of light of hope. You know, it's sheer darkness. There's complete darkness. And if you see a small light, how happy will you be? And the light that he saw was not just a little beam of light, but it was such strong light of God's word. And when he was at the doorstep of death, he was healed of, he was healed by God's power. And so, he believed all these words. All these words of God. God can make you rich. God will give you. If you sow little, you will reap little. If you sow a lot, you will reap a lot. So he believed, he saw the Lord with faith, and so soon his poverty went away and he received blessings. In the beginning of the year, pastors, we read My Life, My Faith once again, the testimonial memoir of the senior pastor. And there was a part when he was still poor, right after being healed by God's power. And when I was reading that part, Mrs. Lee was next to me and we were talking about the situation. The senior pastor received the blessings in the third shop he had. And the third shop, senior pastor was taking care of the shop, and Mrs. Lee, she was not there in the shop, but she was selling cosmetics and, or some seaweeds and other things door to door. They both of them were working. And so I asked, because you had a shop, why didn't you stay at the shop? And she said, we could pay off the interest of the debt only when we work together. Because the shop could be kept by one person. Mrs. Lee had to go out and sell things to earn more so that they could pay off the interest. Not the capital, the debt itself, but only the interest. Because senior pastor was in his sickbed for 7 long years. They had a lot of debt, and they couldn't pay off the debt, even though they were, both of them were working hard. But as the relationship with God was established, the trust was gained, and they received so much blessing that they could pay off the whole debt within such a short period of time, and so many other people in the same business, they came to learn from their example. And now, God called him as a servant of God, pastor. At that time, they were running the shop, both of them. But God said, senior pastor had to concentrate on the word of God and prayer. He had to stop working. And the shop was to be taken care of by Mrs. Lee. She had to stop working outside, and she had to keep the shop, run the shop, and God said that He would bless them even more than now. So they didn't doubt the word of God. So senior pastor kept on, began concentrating on the word of God and prayer, praying in mountain prayer centers, and Mrs. Lee was running the shop, and they received even more blessings. And if you know, even though it seems completely impossible with the human thoughts, if you just obey the word of God, they were in difficult situations, such a difficult situation. You know, it was not possible by human thoughts, but by the way of God. In the way of God, they were blessed. So they received this blessing in the shop, and they could pay off the whole debt. And people in the same business came to learn, and they were, as if they asked the secret of the business, success in the business, they were giving testimonies. You know, it's faith. So if we just take after the example of the senior pastor, we will also be able to receive the same kinds of blessing. And he, after becoming a pastor, he had the hope to be a rich elder to help those who are in need. And his dream was not taken away. It was fulfilled, rather, even though he didn't become an elder. He's helping so many people. And also, he always gives 20%, 30% of his income, and he received so much blessing of God. And what does God say? What does he say? See the pastor say. He is the most blessed among all the pastors around the world. He can boldly say he's the richest among all the pastors. And we know that we are sure that he is right. the secret to receiving such blessings is obedience to the word of God. You reap what you sow. And if you feel sparing, if you feel it's wasteful to give tithe, and if you don't have faith, you might think so. But senior pastor never thought so. He was just happy to give even 20% or even 30% of his income. So he received so much more blessing. Now he's helping so many people who are in need, and he's giving glory to God. He doesn't want to enjoy himself. He doesn't want to have better cars, better house, better anything. He just wants to enlarge the kingdom of God. He spends all he has for the ministry of God and for helping the believers who are in need. He does the broadcasting ministry, publishing ministry. And so, even in this big church, he is, you know, way up in, you know, he's the number one in the amount of offerings. And we can see how sure, how true God's word is through his life. That is why he can boldly preach to us to follow his example. And I hope he will also gain faith. And as he also says, now you should also be receiving blessings. So let us follow his example and obey the words of God and receive great blessings. And from next session, I will explain to you about specific ways of giving whole tithe. Let me conclude the message. As the end is near, the economic situation of the world will not get better, but the children of God will rather receive blessings and give glory to God, and they should be able to accomplish the kingdom of God. You know, the impossible, seemingly impossible things in reality, to achieve them, to make them possible is faith. And the patriarchs, the fathers of faith, they did this, especially we can consider the case of the widow of Zarephath. We can see what kind of miracle she experienced. At the time of King Ahab, Israel worshipped idols, and they didn't obey God, so they had a drought for 3.5 years. And Elijah was running away from King Ahab, who was trying to kill him. And he was also starving. He didn't have anything to eat. But God didn't send him to any rich person. Luke 4:26 says, and yet Elijah was sent to none of them, but only to Zarephath, in the land of Sidon, the woman who was a widow. Not to rich people, but to a widow, because she had the willingness to obey. When Elijah went there, the widow only had a handful of flour and a little bit of oil. So she wanted to bake bread and eat it and die with it with her son. But when Elijah asked her to give that to him, you know, it was just like life itself. But also, she knew that he was a man of God, and also because Elijah gave a promise of God that if you give this food, God will bless you. And she believed the word of the man of God, and she obeyed. Then God blessed her in a way that the flour and the oil never ran out until the drought was over. Sowing that last bit of food was like giving to a man of God her whole life. So she received such a great blessing. So it is not right, according to the truth, to ask a man of God to help you. You should rather be, maybe, it is right to ask him to for a prayer of blessing. But even after receiving the prayer, you should walk in the right way, and you should practice the truth so that you can receive blessings of God. If you violate any part of the truth, any part of the law of the country, you can't really receive blessings from God. There are many ways, there are many things in the justice for you to receive blessings. But the basic principle is that you have to give to God whole tithe and offerings. And just like this widow in Zarephath, you have to obey the word of the man of God and give to God. So before God, just as she experienced the miracle, you can also receive miracle by giving to God. And in the Bible, we can see many incidents, many occasions where men of God who are guaranteed by God, if you give to those men of God and receive their blessings, then they can receive blessings from God much more than what you gave to them. We can see that through the example of the widow of Zarephath and other people who served and ministered to the men of God and prophets. And I hope you will become joy to God by acting in faith. I hope you will receive blessings of your flour and oil never running out, and also eternal blessings in heavenly kingdom. Let us pray together, thinking about the message.
Kurana Chimul Yongja Paeta Hachirado, Uriga Unjanan Chibil Joa Humuru, Midumura Hengaji Anyamion, Kutuando, Kumi Machianke, Pugul Padul Sops Nida, Nega Otto Hangosi Munjega Iso, Ajito, Kananago, Orium, Shomala Munjesuke Ninji, Songdomdri, Kutabit Harasa, Izenun, Munjera Hegoramio, Abaje Kipasin Ildil Chikuangamuro, Domchin Pogul Pada, Durigayo, Chuopsaso, Maisimil Pudamuro, Abode Turiomuro Ganira, Kipunga Kamsamuro, Midumuro Pada, Sunjonga. 복된 성도님들 되게 하여 주옵소서. 감사를 드리며 우리 주 예수 그리스도 이름으로 기도하옵나이다. 아멘.
영상을 통하여 당장 We receive the prayer for the sick of the senior pastor on video. Please lay your hands on sick parts and infirmities, and for those who are not sick, lay your hands on your chest for your heart's desires. 기도받으시기 바랍니다. Hallelujah, Almighty God, Father God of love, who is full of love, lay your hands on all believers who are receiving this prayer now. Show your works that transcend time and space on those who are receiving this prayer through GCN Internet and Satellite TV, in branch churches and local sanctuaries, and all other children of God around the world. Give them the faith to believe from heart. Drive away negative thoughts and doubts, and drive away all tests and trials. From head to toe, all entrails, joints, nerves, tissues, and cells, whatever the sick part may be, burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit and the original light. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all diseases, germs, and viruses, and infirmities, go away. Light come. Scorch all their terminal and incurable diseases with the fire of the Holy Spirit. Drive away all endemic diseases, including malaria. All contagious diseases, including cold, flu, and fever, go away. Protect them from all kinds of germs and viruses. Heal them of all stomach, lung, liver, breast, uterine, and intestinal cancers. AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high and low blood pressure, diabetes, thyroid problems, and heart, lung, and women's diseases, and all inflammations go away. Heal them of polio, stroke, arthritis, and herniated discs. Back pain, headache, neuralgia, and all other pains disappear. Epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and other mental diseases go away. All kinds of paralysis be loosened. Get up, walk, and leap. Let the eyes see well, let the ears hear well. Let the blind come to see, the deaf to hear, and the mute to speak. Heal them of after effects of all kinds of accidents. Fix their broken bones. Restore them from burns. Let the heat and burning sensation go away. Father, let there be no scars remaining. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions, poisoning, and substance abuse. Let the dead nerves, tissues, and cells be regenerated. Bring the dead back to life. Give them the blessings of conception. Receive the blessing of conception. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command. The enemy devil and Satan, the ruler of the power of the air, the evil forces of heavenly places, and their servants, go away. Go away, evil, unclean, false, and deceitful spirits, separating spirits and all forces of darkness. Loosen the bonds of wickedness. Darkness, go away. Light, come. Father God, give them the strength to cry out in prayer and the power to cast off sins and become sanctified. As their souls prosper, let all things go well with them and let their families be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters throughout this week and bless them to lead a prosperous life without any problems. With the fiery walls of the Holy Spirit, heavenly hosts and angels, and with your blazing eyes, protect all your children, their families, workplaces, and business fields. Give students wisdom and understanding, and give them enthusiasm and fervor to study hard. Please keep their hearts and minds from worldly things, and let them love God more fervently. Whether your children eat or drink or in whatever they do, let them do it all to live a life glorifying the Father God. Let them be able to testify about the living God, saying, I've met and experienced God and received His answers and blessings. Father God, thank you. Be glorified alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.